sounds a little from this Gemara, quoting the Rishayna, that a Kohen that's Moichel al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Machel. Because it sounds like that really we're not for the fighting. If a Kohen wanted to give away the first Aliyah to someone that's not a Kohen, he would have a right to do it. Abaye said that's the whole Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Elu Dvarim, Amru Pnei Darkei Shalom, Kohen, Kohen, Rishon, Achrav Levi, Achrav Yisrom, Levi Darkei Shalom, doesn't mean the Ikar Alacha. Ikar Alacha is a Dindai Raisa, it's the Kidashtoi, it's coming to him. But rather, what it means is that if he wants to be Moichel al Kvoidoi, he can't. And it's a Chiddush, because ordinarily the Boitzeya, all these different Anyanim you find, that you could be Moichel al Kvoidoi. But that's only because it's in a private setting. When you're in a public setting and you want to be Moichel al Kvoidoi, it's not something you're allowed to do. But it sounds like Me'ikar Adin, if he wanted to, he could. Is that so poshut? Meaning, we know that there are different people that in Halacha were obligated to respect. Father, Kabbalah Savich of Asimecha, mother too, a Rebbe, a Melech. So there's different people that we have an obligation to be Mechab. Av Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Machal. Harab Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Kvoidoi Machal. What about Bezioinois? That's discussion already in the Rishonim. Melech Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Ein Kvoidoi Machal. Stelt sich the Frage, what about a Koyin Shemachal al Kvoidoi? Vikidashtoi Lechura is a Dover Shal Kovit. So a Melech Shemachal al Kvoidoi, Koyin Shemachal al Kvoidoi. Kvoidei Machel, or Ein Kvoidei Machel. And the truth is that at first glance, it would seem to be a Mefurisha Gemara. The Gemara seems to say that if the Koyin wants to be Moichel al Kvoidei, this is something that he's allowed to do. Not for today, but at the same time, there's a very, very important Maramakin in the Hagoyis Mardchai, and it's right here in Mesechtes Gittin. It's Ois Remes Tof Samach Aleph. And the Hagoyis Mardchai tells a story. There was a maisa b'koyin sheyotzak mayin al yedei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a koyin that was pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam. The Hikshalei Talmud, and there was a Talmud that was there, and he said, I don't understand, how could you do this? Hashaninu b'Yerushalmi, we learned in a Yerushalmi, ha-mishtamish b'kohuna ma'al, that if someone's mishtamish b'kohuna, he's a ma'al. Now what's this Yerushalmi? So the Yerushalmi is in the 8th parak of Masechtas Brachos, and it says as follows, minayin, how do you know that if someone's mishtamish in a koyin, he's a mayel? Rav Acha b'shem Shmuel Omar, because it says va'oimra aleihem atem kodesh l'Hashem v'hakelim kodesh. You're kodesh and the kelim are kodesh. Ma kelim ha'mishtamish ben mayel af ha'mishtamish b'kayanim. Just like if someone's mishtamish in the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, he's a mayel. So too, if someone's mishtamish in the kayanim themselves, he's going to be considered a mayel. So the Talmud asks Rabbeinu Tam, how are you allowed to be mishtamish b'kohuna l'chayra? You're a mishtamish b'kuhuna ma, the heish of loy. And Rabbeinu Tam told him Sisrei Torah. This is one of the most shver Rabbeinu Tams of all time. He said, Ein bohem kedusha b'zman hazeh. Kayhanim have no kedusha nowadays. Why not? The kaimelon bigdeyem aleyem kedusha aleyem. The loy loy. We know that Allah is if a kohen does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash and he's mechusa begadim, it's as if a zor did the avoid. And the reason is because chazal darshin b'zman she bigdeyem aleyem he's a regular czar. Ain't kunasim aleim. So said Rabbeinu Tam, being that today kaihanim don't have big day kohuna, so ain't bohem kedusha bizman hazeh. The hiksha. So he asked him, did the Talmud him came call me ne kedusha loy la'avidahu? So he said, if that's the case, so why does kaihanim, why do have any halachas? Why do they get the first aliyah? Why can't a Kohen walk into a Beis HaKvaris? Why can't a Kohen marry a Grusha? If you tell me there's no Kedushas Kohuna B'zman HaZeh, so I don't know, we can start clearing every single halacha in Dine Kohuna and ask ourselves, why is this halacha Noi B'zman HaZeh? The Shosik Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam was quiet. He poshed, he was stumped. He had nothing to tell this Talmud. The Heshiv, HaRabbeinu Peter, or Rabbeinu Peter, or Rabbeinu Pater, seem different. But either way, it's Rabbeinu Pater. This is the second time we had Rabbeinu Pater in Masechtas Gittin. The first time was on Daf Ches, when they were discussing Trumas and Maestris in Europe based on the sugya over there. So Rabbeinu Pater said, Nei, the Yesh Ben Kedusha, he says, I'll tell you a different tarets. It's okay what Rabbeinu Tam is doing. The Rebbe of Ad is allowed to do what he's doing. He's a Niva V'lo Yodam Anisnava Ki'ilu. Meaning, even though he gave an answer, which we don't understand, but it's richtig. You know why? Because although Kehanim have Kedusha, Abi Yachal Limcha, but at the same time he can be Meichal. And he brought a raya, and his raya was not from our sugya. His raya was from a Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, because the Gemara says in Perikama the Kedushin in the sugya of Avodim, in koyin nirtza, a koyin can't have nirtza, because he's going to be a balmum, and a koyin can't make himself a balmum. Said Rabbeinu Peter, why do you have to come on to Azat Makar?
that he can't be a nirza. How could he allow himself to be an eved? And how could we treat him like an eved? The halacha is hamishtamish b'kohuna ma'al. So the whole discussion of a koyan nirza doesn't even get off. It's dead on arrival. It has no havana. Elavadi matzi machel must be kibi machel vehilchach itzrich latayim the ba'amum dem kain haya nirza. And therefore, this Talmud was allowed to do what he was doing. He was allowed to be yutzak mayim ayadei Rabbeinu Tam. And the reason is because of this enyan. Emesis, this Rabbeinu Tam is a pella. Rabbeinu Tam, did he just say that the halacha is that there's no kedushas kohuna b'zman hazeh? This is a major zog tucked away in Hagoyis Mordechai here in the end of Masechtas Gittin. V'kama kumus in nishtabru to be miyashiv this Rabbeinu Tam. But I'll tell you something interesting. The Ksav Sofer in his kedushi Ksav Sofer al Hashas, right here on our Gemara, and the Ramshik in the Sefer HaMitzvahs by the mitzvah of the Kiddushtoy, they both bring that they had a Mesoira from the Hilige Rebbe from the Ksav Sofer. And that is, I'll read it to you in a Vedic from the Ksav Sofer. V'ro'isi b'chedushi ovi moiri moira goyla zeichet tzadik levroch from the Ksav Sofer. Shekosa. The gamma Rabbeinu Tam is chavel ma'ashekosa Rabbeinu Peter. That really Rabbeinu Tam meant Rabbeinu Peter. When he said that there's no issue of kuhuna b'zman hazeh because the Kehanim don't have big day kuhuna, he meant that the Kohen could be moichel al kvoyte. And being that he could be moichel al kvoyte, therefore there's no problem of being mishtamish with the Kohen. Elo. But he added a knitch. The Sfirule, Rabbeinu Tam held that that's only true bizman she'ein bigdeyam aleim. He held that bizman she'ein bigdeyam aleim. And the Pasuk says, v'lechem eloikeyem he makrivim. I efshalehem limchel al kvoyte. You know why? Because when a Kohen wears bigdey kohuna, it's not his kovet to be moichel. Ki kovet Hashem hu. Because then the covet is the Eibishter's covet. If you're walking around right now and you look like one of the Meshorsei Hashem, you look like one of the people that was Zoicha to be Lechem Elokeinu Umakriv, now you're working for the Eibishter, and anything you do in the wrong way will be perceived as some Chilul Hashem Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're going to be an Eved? You can't even pour water for the great Rabbeinu Tam. That's not something that you would be allowed to do, because Bizman Shebigdeyam Aleim, Kunosam Aleim, in the sense that right now you look like one of the Meshorsei Hashem. Abul Bizman Hazeh, She'ena Meshorsei Hashem. Today the Kayanim are not Meshorsei Hashem. Rak Mitzvah Lechabdom, but there's still a Mitzvah to be Mechabdom. The Kovet Deduhu, but then the Kovet is the Egen of Kovet. Oh, if it's the egg in a cupboard, you chaylum limcha. Then they could be moichel and tzedek saf soifer. V'tshuvas Rabbeinu Tam. V'sha Rabbeinu Peta oylem b'kona echad. Eilu dvarav zeichet tzadik levracha. Umam ma'oid masku v'svasayim yishar. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. It's a short Ksav Sofer. It's mamish. It's two paragraphs. And this is the shtickle that he says he heard from his Rebbe, from his Tata. He saw it, he says, in his Chedushim from the Ksav Sofer. Shik brings the same exact Messiah. But really, what comes out is a lumpus. It comes out that in the Din V'Kidashtoi, it's not Tzvei Dinim, right? Let's say it via Mensch. It comes out there's two Dinim in the Mitzvah V'Kidashtoi. There's the V'Kidashtoi about the Koyim Mitzad Yichus Atzmoi. He's a Kohen, and because he's a Kohen, you have a chiyuv to be mekadeshim, you have a chiyuv to be mechaberim. But there's another element here as well, and that is that the Kohen is the Meshorsei Hashem, and when a person is mechaber the Kohen, it's kvod shamayim. Instead of some soif, it's a chabtzach and afkamino lahalacha. What's his covet? What's the egin of covet? You can be moichel al kvodai. Oh, but what's the ebishter's covet that you can't? And when is it chal that it's your covet? When is it chal that it's the ebishter's covet? What it depends on, and really what matters, and how this is all manifest, and how this plays itself out, is he wearing the big day kuhuna? Is he not wearing the big day kuhuna? In the event that he's wearing the big day kuhuna, so now he's working for the ebishter. He can't be moichel al kvodai. If he's not wearing the big day kuhuna, so now there's an Indian of Bizman she ein bigdeyam aleim ein kunasam aleim. Right, it's an oimik in that Gemara Masech Tzvachim that the Chassam Sofer is saying also that when that Indian of ein bigdeyam aleim ein kunasam aleim is not only like a nice poetic way of telling you the halacha of Mechusa Kippurim, it's a halacha that defines the Kohen. Bizman she bigdeyam aleim kunasam aleim. What do you mean? He's always a Kohen. The tzveita din kuhuna. And bizman she ein bigdeyam aleim ein kunasam aleim. It's the tzveita din kuhuna. So there's a bechinah of tzvei dinim of kuhuna. The second din you only have when you're bringing the bigdey kuhuna. And that's taka, it's negeya, side doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, which is, of course, when Chazal quoted it with the greater ramification of being a mechusa kippurim, which is gefarlich mamish. But it's also negeya poshet the regular halacha. It's negeya Rabbeinu Tam, being yutzak mayim. Could you be moichel al kvoyde? Could you not be moichel al kvoyde?